www.freetalklive.com.
We're launching an hour number two of the program. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Costa Rica, Brady is on the line. Hello, Brady. Brady,
hello.
In Costa Rica, you're on the air.
Hi. I've been a long-time listener. I'm calling in for the first time. I wanted to say, since the United States is basically a socialist country, I'm kind of not too sad to see Obama be winning, because I figure if there's going to be socialism, it's better that it's socialism for the average person and not big oil companies and big pharmaceutical companies and military industrial companies, you know.
Well, what, you don't think Obama's going to help his friends in industry?
Well, I'm sure he will, but, you know, there's nothing we can do about the fact that it's a socialist system. That's how it is. You can't cut hair in the United States without a license. You need to, you know.
Oh, it's absolutely a big state government. I think it's more of like a fascist socialist system. It's kind of a combo between the two. But there's a lot of socialism out there. And so what you're saying is that it's better. If we're going to have socialism, we might as well have Obama's brand rather than Bush's brand. Is that what you're kind of saying?
Exactly. Right. I'd rather have them, you know, paying Social Security and Medicare than paying to, you know, fight wars in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Well,
and all that.
I don't know. I think it's folly to believe they're going to stop fighting wars.
I'm of the opinion that I agree with you, and I to some extent. If I've got to pick between socialists that are going to kill more people and socialists that are going to kill fewer people, I guess I'll take the socialists that'll kill fewer people. You know, they're both going to create a government system that's going to destroy itself in the long run, harm countless millions of people. But at the very least, they're not sending as many tanks, guns, bombs, aircraft carriers over there.
True. I mean, Bill Clinton did drop bombs in Iraq, but probably not as many as were dropped during George Bush.
Yeah, I got to tell you guys, just as an aside, something I wanted to mention last hour, and this has sort of prompted me, and this might be a good opportunity to mention it. Those people who think that the Barack Obama administration is suddenly going to change things for civil liberties so that the nation becomes somewhat less fascist on the federal government side. They need to take note of the conversation that Barack Obama had with George Snuffleupagus on his program a week ago Sunday on This Week on ABC, because Snuffy asked him repeatedly over and over again about waterboarding and whether or not the torture that was conducted by the CIA and constantly was denied by the feds, but denied by Bush, denied by Alberto Gonzalez, and then the Army came out to try to run interference to say, we are not going to engage in waterboarding, according to the Army Field Manual. And so, well, no one ever accused the Army of doing it. It was the CIA that was doing it with proxies somewhere in Romania and Poland and things like that. And that was all written about. Everybody knows. So Snuffy kept asking him, the CIA special program of waterboarding, will it end? And Obama, for those people who listen very carefully, and I recorded it and picked it apart and I recorded a podcast for it, Obama would not answer the question.
Really? How would he deflect it?
He kept saying, he even did what the Bush administration said. Well, our soldiers, they need to do what they need to do. Our soldiers need to be protected. But I will not allow our soldiers to engage in torture. And the question had nothing to do with soldiers. And he didn't.
It was about the
CIA.
He kept
deflecting. Exactly. So people who think that Barack Obama is going to be some sort of open and shut case or an open book regarding all this type of stuff had better be very, very careful, because he is going the same route as the Bush administration and Dick Cheney.
Hey Brady, you down there in Costa Rica? What are you down there for? You just
it's a much freer country than it is in the United States, where I was born. I've lived down here for about 15 years now. And for example, you know, like the medical, you're talking with the guy about the medical things, and you know, here I can get a filling in my tooth for $20. And I was in the United States, and I called and I needed an emergency filling. They wanted $450 just to take X-rays. You know,
wow.
And it's because, you know, you have to, the American Dental Association says that only so many people can study dentistry, so that they, you know, and it's just a big racket.
So you would say Costa Rican's government less intrusive than the U.S.?
It's a lot smaller. It's a much more free country than the United States.
Where do you live in Costa Rica? Which part of the country did you choose?
On the beach by Mano Antonio.
Very nice. You know, I'd actually looked into Costa Rica as an international option for if things get too bad here in the States. And it's definitely one of the shining stars out there.
I agree with that. And Costa Rica, there's no
military.
There's no military, and the weather's a lot nicer than it is in New Hampshire, man.
True. I see some real advantages. However, the biggest thing that Ian and I have going on in our lives is Free Talk Live.
Right.
One thing you can be sure of is that there's not going to be 50 radio stations in the United States that want to carry a show from Costa Rica.
Yeah,
come on down to Costa Rica. Come on down to our banana republic and leave the red, white, and blue behind.
Well, it's all on the internet. It's all international now. I mean, I think it's great that you guys are still on the air. I've been listening to you guys for 10 years now, and you know, I don't know how long it's been, but since you first started out.
Oh, wow,
I just... I just tuned in again recently, and I'm glad to see you guys are still around. And
cool.
And
prostitution's legal in Costa Rica, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, prostitution. It's a free country. I mean,
there's still a drug war down there, isn't there? What's that like?
Yeah, but it's not, you know, it's just the United States Coast Guard intercepting boats from Colombia. It's not. It's a much freer country than the United States.
How do they feel about Americans, gringos? How do they feel about that down there?
Well, you know, I don't know. It's one of those things. You know, a lot of people are moving down here, and they come down with more money than the people who live here have. But, you know, this is a good, you know, tourism is a big industry here. But, you know, the other thing, too, is things like you're not going to get arrested for smoking a joint on the street here in Costa Rica. No, not at all.
That's good to know. So would you feel like as an former American moved down there, you say 15 years ago, would you say you've been relatively able to meld into the populace down there, or are people looking at you as an outsider?
I was married for 10 years. I got two kids who were born here. I couldn't go back to the United States now.
Let's talk about the money.
I went back recently, and it freaked me out how it was with the...
The police state?
The police state, yeah.
Let's talk about the money real quick, can we? If I were to go down there with a certain amount of savings, $100,000, how far is that going to go?
It'll go a little farther than the United States, but there's a lot of opportunities. To start a business, it's much easier and much less regulation.
I do it as a non-citizen?
Absolutely, and there's no property tax here where I live. I mean, you know, there's property tax, but it's negligible.
Right, it's a couple of pennies or something.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's not like, you know, where you have to pay $10,000 a year, they're going to take your house away.
What's the immigration process like down there?
Well, as a U.S. citizen, you get a three-month visa, and you're supposed to leave if you leave for 72 hours every 3 months, you're fine. Like I said, I got married down here, so I just, you know, I've been here.
Do you just have to go across the border to Panama?
Yeah. Panama and Nicaragua
hours?
For 3 days and come back.
Oh, man. Weekend. That's great.
Yeah.
Not too shabby.
Or a cruise off the coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going to gambling. I've heard so many good things about Costa Rica, and I've also heard some very good things about certain areas in Vietnam. A lot of people are buying property, investing in things like that. And I think more and more people are going to be looking to those places, to Ireland and other places, to get away from this sort of a situation.
Yeah.
And hopefully maybe we can attract some people to New Hampshire if they're still willing to stick in the United States. Maybe
this should
be
the last stop.
Option.
Right. If you're getting ready to leave the United States, come on up here to New Hampshire. Give it one more shot because I think we can turn things around if we get together. And if not, well, there's always Costa Rica or Zealand or Belize.
And I've said from the very beginning on this that if you want freedom for yourself, buy a sailboat.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to work towards freedom in the United States and therefore for the world, because the United States, I mean, people say what you want. It's still the leading nation in the world. If you want to work for freedom in the world, come to New Hampshire. If you want freedom for yourself, it sounds like Costa Rica is a pretty good option.
Yeah.
Certainly sounding very interesting to me, and it's something I could sell a heck of a lot easier to my wife than frigid, 20 below degree temperatures like we had a couple of nights ago here in New Hampshire.
Hey, Brady, I'm glad you're listening, and I thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And keep us in the loop if anything interesting happens down there, because I've always been intrigued by Costa Rica. What first got me interested was years ago when I was more involved in the Libertarian Party, back when it actually was the party. Of principle, they were talking about the Costa Rican libertarians as though they were having some success, and it looked as though they were, but from what I understand now, it's similar things have happened as have happened to the U.S. Libertarian Party, in that the sort of politicos took over the Costa Rican Libertarian Party and essentially watered it down, and now they're not doing anything exciting. More coming up. You bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
It's time for the Finally Thin Radio Minute with tips, information, and motivation to achieve your own success on any weight loss plan. Here's your host, noted author and diet expert, Kim Benson.
Sticking to your weight loss program for weeks, months, and years may at first seem to be mostly about the foods you eat. But both you and I know that maintaining weight loss requires as much mental effort as it does physical. When I speak about losing weight and keeping it off, one of my most asked questions is always, how did you stay motivated for 2 years? Because it took me 2 years to lose the 212 pounds. 2 years? I've had to stay motivated a lot longer than 2 years. Sure, I needed to stay motivated to lose the weight, but if I didn't keep myself motivated after reaching goal, I know I would put it all back on, and then some. I have a very healthy respect for where I could go again if I let my guard down. You'll always need to find some way of motivating yourself, and you have to learn to renew and refresh that motivation all the time. Come on, find ways to enjoy the journey. For the Finally Thin Radio Minute, I'm Kim Benson.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit KimBenson.com. Kim Benson tried every diet going, but yo-yoed her way to 350 pounds. Then she did it. 212 pounds later, she is finally thin. How she did it and how you can too is all in her new book, Finally Thin. Finally Thin breaks down success into a 10-step system showing readers exactly how she accomplished her weight loss goal. A must-have for anyone trying to lose weight. Finally Thin by Kim Benson is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. Dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's 1-800-259-9231. 9231, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features we give away. Live streams include the broadband, dial-up, and webcam versions of the show. Go to listen.freetalklive.com and see and hear them all. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who trust LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create a will or living trust, even register a trademark. Empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents. people trust. LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
We continue with your phone calls. Jeremy in Montana, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremy. Jeremy, Montana, going once. Jeremy? Hello. You're on the air.
Hey, y'all sound a lot better on the internet than through the scratchy AM. I got to tell you that.
Well, I guess it depends on how far you are away from the AM transmitter. We've had some of our listeners say they prefer to listen to us in analog. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I was wanting to talk about the differences between Obama and Martin Luther King, and one of them is Martin Luther King didn't have a teleprompter. He spoke from his heart.
Mm.
That's one of them, you know. And the other thing is that Martin Luther King was about the people and about people getting along without racism and without a bunch of government and without a bunch of cops all over the frickin' place. And Obama, he's just the opposite. He's all about continuing on with this green Nazis, you know, people that want to spy on people. Maybe you're burning too much wood, or you're doing this or that on your own property, and they're just too totally, and people that are trying to connect the two, they're just so idiotic and so retarded, and they don't know a damn thing, in my opinion.
Isn't it interesting how so many people today don't even flinch to consider when they think that racial equality means government policy, means government institutions, means mandating equal pay for equal work for men and women, things like that. I talked to a woman who was a supposed feminist, and it was like, I'm telling you, it was like getting hit in the face with a basketball every time I tried to talk to this girl. I don't know if you've ever played hoop, but it hurts a lot. This woman is an older woman, 77 years old, and she says, "Let me tell you, I'm a feminist." And I said, "That's nice." And I said, "So would you like to see men and women treated equally in society or in government? Because if you want to do it through government, you need to tell me what institutions you would force to abide by what you want." And it's the same thing as you bring up with Martin Luther King and Barack Obama. The change in the racial movement has become really just one of reverse racist fascism in many cases. And I don't want to tie myself in with the caller from Massachusetts earlier, but really it all has to do with making people conform, whether they like it or not, and trying to take care of problems of the past by creating problems through government today.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Jeremy, thanks for the call tonight. As always, appreciate hearing from you.
Another thing is Martin Luther King believed that peace was the means. He was very, very, very clear that peace was the means to peace and equality, whereas Barack Obama has claimed, and he's either A, a liar, or B, a violent, dangerous man,
probably both.
Well, he's a politician, right?
Right.
I mean, to me, that's both. But if you believe that Barack Obama is the change, you cannot deny that he is either a liar or a violent, dangerous man, because he said he's going to add 105,000 Marines and troops to the military and, you know, finish the war in Afghanistan, however many people that means he's going to kill.
But, you know, Mark, you bring up, I think, a point that if expanded upon, I think is something that can really be carried with people. People today think that majority rule equates to peace. They think that the United States, when they see this smooth transition from one leadership regime to another leadership regime, they think that that's peaceful because Americans have spoken out. It's their great tradition of democratic choice.
Mm-hmm.
They think that if 51% says this is the way it's going to be, that's peace. They have no concept that the existence of government is not peace.
You can't have peace if there is a government. Just because everybody is obeying what the government is demanding of them doesn't mean that we're at peace. It just
Precisely.
Means we're under constant threat of violence.
Exactly.
Everybody obeys because they're afraid. And this is something we covered over the weekend, or at least recently, where we were talking about the level of fear that the average American has for what the government could possibly do to them. And it, going back to what Martin Luther King was all about, and that is peaceful solutions to racial problems. the government doesn't solve these at all. In fact, as you're pointing out, Card, it makes it worse, because if you're forcing somebody to do something for someone who's of a different color than them, then they might resent the fact that they're being forced to do it. And that might actually make the whatever racial tension exists, that did exist, it might exacerbate it. Yeah. It might make it worse. And so what we need to do is come to terms with and understand that people are just people. And it doesn't matter what plot of land they were born on. It doesn't matter how much melanin they have in their skin. It doesn't matter what their religion is. It matters what they choose. And if what they choose is to force their neighbor to do things, then that's what they should be judged on. That's what they should be. That should be the criteria. It shouldn't be anything else.
Mm-hmm.
It should be all about what their choices are and what it is that they believe and what it is that they say and what they get behind.
Isn't it interesting that Martin Luther King's most famous speech is I Have a Dream speech, that the core of that was that he had a dream that people would someday be treated by the content of their character rather than the color of their skin. And more and more and more, the media and the society that propels this government, these government institutions, pushes on us a government that judges people by their skin.
Well, look at the way they're talking about Obama.
You've absolutely hit it right on the head. The fact is, Obama's a socialist, and most Americans don't want that. However, he's the first black president.
That's why it's historic.
Hairy deal.
That's why tomorrow is supposed to be historic. That's why tomorrow's inauguration is so much more apparently important than anywhere else. Because, well, we just haven't. And when I say we, I mean a lot of Americans just haven't let go of the idea that somehow people are different because of the color of their skin.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something important about the color of somebody's skin. And it's nonsense. And you're right. It's just constantly reinforcing that.
I'm very disappointed, especially because if you are critical of Barack Obama in certain spheres, you will be accused of not being open to racial inclusiveness or being cold-hearted about the struggle of certain racial minorities or sexual minorities or whatever. And, you know, I have no connection to that. I've mentioned this before in the air. When I was a kid, I watched Mission Impossible. My favorite character was Barney, played by the black guy. You know, my favorite show is Sanford and Son. Later on, favorite comedy show. I love Bill Cosby. You know, it's like I just don't. It's very strange, I think, for people who are older than 45, 50 years old to understand that people below that age group have no, many of us, I mean, many of us who live out in the suburbs and things like that, we have no concept, no understanding of all the struggles that they went through. And sometimes they need to recognize that the more they focus on it, the more it starts to attract attention to something that is not as bad as they think it is.
Toll-free number here for you to bring up anything is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And this is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy.
Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change Tea will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember, Life Change Tea. Less is more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. Dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com.
Did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's both private and confidential, guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. You can go over there and get a free account today at PrivacyHarbor.com.
And you can also visit the Shrine of Female Listeners over at Shrine.FreeTalkLive.com. See our brand newest Shriner, Anya, who is originally from Russia. So you can take a look at that, Shrine.FreeTalkLive.com. We continue and talk to Mike, listening in Montana. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Mike, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, half the things that we talk about has to do with propaganda and spin. I mean, you're that guy from Canada, I mean, he was upset they're getting away from social, you know, medicine, and here in America we're upset that we're going towards social medicine, you know? Mm-hmm. I've listened to a lot of radio recently, especially in light of, you know, Barack Obama, the war in Israel. I mean, it comes down to spin. I mean, if Barack Obama was an independent politician running against Democrats and Republicans, then they would have had blacks come out of the woodwork saying, you know, like, what was the guy had the TV show, Moving On Up? He used to call his son-in-law, who was half white, half black, a zebra.
You mean,
there would have been
the
racial epithets against Barack Obama because he's not pure black. It's just all about.
You're saying if he was running as an independent? If he was running as an independent, nobody would have paid attention to him in the first place.
Well, no, they would attack him like they attacked Ron Paul. You know, what I'm saying is they would.
Well, Ron Paul wasn't running as an independent. He was running as a Republican.
Exactly. Well, yes and no. But anyway.
Well, he was running as a Republican, and that's why.
Just use it as an example as a Republican. If Barack Obama was running as a Republican. If, for instance, if Walter Williams were to run as a Republican. Mm. Use that example. I think that's that'll fit.
Right. And you know, I've listened to a lot of independent radio recently, and you'll hear these guys for months and months harp in how the United Nations is bad and the United States should pull out of the United Nations. But then when it's the war in Israel, all of a sudden it's reversed. You know, Israel should obey the United Nations, that we should all, you know, sanction Israel, and we should all follow the resolutions of the United Nations. I mean, the hypocrisy out there, the spin. When you start seeing people's true motives and their true heart on issues, I mean, it's about race. You know, it really is about, you know, there is a lot of racism out there. You know, people don't look at the issue. You know, I mean, United States, you and I may not think it's right. Other people may think it's wrong. War, you know,
Well, I don't know how much racism there is out there. Anybody would be speculating to even suggest it. But can you really say that there's that much if somebody who is indeed half black could win the presidency? I mean, maybe racism is on the decline.
Well, what I'm just talking, you know, the root of what I'm saying is spin. You could spin it one way, you could spin it the other, you know, and it's about the sources that have the power to spin the politics. Barack Obama has no substance. I mean, a true man of substance wouldn't try to link himself to Lincoln and paint himself as Lincoln and do all this stuff like Lincoln. He would just do his own thing, and he would not worry about it. I mean, Kennedy didn't try to become Lincoln-esque. You know, I mean, it's just really interesting to see spin. You know, and
well, you'll be seeing. I mean, there's always spin. Spin's been around since you know, the beginning of politics, as far as I'm concerned.
The pervasiveness on independent radio. I mean, like.
What do you define as independent radio? I'm just curious.
I guess not the cookie cutter NBC, ABC, Fox, CNN. I mean that is megla commercial, you know, oligarchy type controlled media. I mean, there's a few guys in the their hands on the orchestra of that media, whereas independent, I mean. You're not calling up Ted Turner and asking him how to run your broadcast. And you're not worried about getting fired by Ted Turner on the substance of your broadcast.
I suspect Ted Turner doesn't care if they live or die.
So what is the point you're making about independent radio? I'm sorry, go ahead with that.
Well, the independent radio, like, for instance, it's a good example. This war in Gaza with Israel and the Palestinians, independent radio would say, you know, we have every right to attack the terrorists that attacked us on 9/11. We have the right to go in Afghanistan. All the European nations are okay about, you know, hunting down supposedly terrorists in Afghanistan. Anybody that fires on American soldiers is now a terrorist, and so the war now has to go in Pakistan. And, you know, Obama's okay with that. Everybody's okay with that. But, you know, another example is Israel. If they pursue their enemies into their enemy stronghold.
I don't really know if I'm understanding what you're getting to.
Well, it's just funny that how independent radio recently, you know, is saying that we should obey the United Nations, that we shouldn't pull out of the United Nations as long as the United Nations resolutions are anti
so you're
our
saying,
enemy or anti-Israel.
You're saying that now the independent radio is turning against Israel and embracing the UN when in the past they were opposed to the UN, and the crux of it is that they don't like Israel. And Israel has you're making a point about, in addition to the double standard of these people, but making a point, I think, a subtle point that you're trying to get across about Israel itself and the problems in Gaza.
Well, no, it's a great example. I mean, if it didn't happen this last 3 weeks, I would use another example.
I'm still confused. I mean, you're using this term independent radio, obviously, to catch a whole bunch of shows, and I don't know if every show agrees with what you're saying. So when you say independent radio, do you mean Rush Limbaugh? Do you mean Sean Hannity? Do you mean, you know, Air America? What do you consider independent radio?
Well,
I know I already asked that question, but your answer before was ABC, not ABC, not NBC, not CBS. But most radio shows aren't. I guess there are some that are owned by ABC Radio, but most of them are not owned by those companies. So, give me an example. Give me just a few. Throw me three independent radio shows out there that you would consider independent.
Free Talk Live, Alex Jones, and Michael Savage.
But you just okay. Michael's, so that's Michael's, a hell of a mix there. You said that independent radio was saying that now they want to use the UN resolutions, and you just included us in your list of independent radio shows. Now, Free Talk Live, I think, would be defined in the radio business as an independent, in that we are not dependent on the larger networks. We're not owned by anybody, and that sort of thing. Michael Savage, however, is owned by the Talk Radio Network. And
well, the Talk Radio Network. I was going to correct him too, but. The Talk Radio Network's about as independent as you get amongst
the big boys.
Talk
Radio Network is independent, but Michael Savage himself is not an independent host. He's owned,
well, he doesn't need to be independent,
lock, stock, and barrel by the Talk Radio Network. And the Michael Savage show is completely 180 degrees opposite from Free Talk Live. So to even be couched in the same zip code as that guy is
not
even accurate.
Well, you asked me to name three. You didn't ask me to name 1,000. Okay.
Well, you can't name 1,000. See, this is my problem with what you're saying here. You keep saying, well, independent radio says this and independent radio says that. First of all, there is no independent radio out there. There are different radio shows, and they have people on them that have different opinions. So we're right back into this discussion about collectivism and putting people into groups, whether we're putting people into groups based on their skin color or where they were born, or in your case, putting them into a group that you call independent radio that I, for one, have a severe disagreement with. I don't have anything in common with, at least that I know of, in common with Michael Savage. He's a rabid statist. I consider him a bigot, and I certainly don't have anything that I want to have anything to do with the UN. So you were labeling us as being similar to him, and I don't think we're similar to him at all.
Well, the discussion wasn't about Free Talk Live and your association with any other independent, because if you were not independent, you would be an associate. So being an independent means that you're neither left or right. You are what you are, right? So lumping all, I mean, it's like, I mean,
you turn this into
an argument of black and white, and this is what I said.
No, do you understand what I'm saying, Mike, when I say that we don't want to have anything to do with the UN at all, but yet you plugged us into a group that, and you suggested that we would want to have something to do with UN resolutions? So you're wrong.
And I think you probably were speaking a little loosely there. We'd probably like to go back and revise what you had to say.
Maybe but we're out of time. Thanks for the call. More coming up. You can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live is not Michael Savage. You take control.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. Aloemaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. Aloemaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. Aloemaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at aloemaster.com. That's aloemaster.com, or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything, dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do so by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. If you go there and shop through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you're buying in 41 categories in which you can shop, there are free Super Saver shipping deals all over the place on Amazon. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Buy great things like Gardner Goldsmith's book,
Hey,
Live Free or Die.
Thanks,
that's
bro.
One of the many, probably millions of products they have on Amazon. It's such a huge selection. The brands you trust, the names you know, and you get user reviews right there on the website. It's just so, it makes it so easy to buy things. They even have groceries at Amazon now. In fact, Gard, you and I were talking about soda during the break, and I mentioned that you can buy Mexican soda that has sugar in it instead of
Daniel's Midland corn syrup.
Corn syrup, right. And so I think you can probably get some of that stuff through Amazon's grocery store. That's at cool. amazon.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a cut. We go to your calls. Sam is on the line from the Obscure Truth Network on the Amp Line.
Hey, good evening, boys.
Hey, Sam. What's on your mind?
I had a handful of interesting calls on the telephone today, and I picked out one to tell you guys about.
Okay.
From the government survey-taking apparatus. I think it was the National Science Foundation. So this started about 8 years ago, back when I was a good citizen and, you know, patriotic. I was even worse off than Mark, if you can believe that. And so when they sent this survey, well, of course, I was a new college graduate. It was about new college graduates. So I filled it out, sent it back in. They check back with you every 4 years. So the second time I did it again. Well, the third time came up shortly before I moved. And I got the form and thought, I don't really have any interest in this, and threw it away. And today I got a call from this nice lady on the phone who explained she was with that survey and was following up and asked, did you receive it? And I said, yes. And she goes, well, did you fill it out and return it? And I said, no. And she goes, we can do it right here over the phone. I'll just ask you a few questions. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, that's okay. I don't really believe in government anymore. And she goes, well, the study is done by the National Science Foundation and not the government. I said, right, but it's done for the government, and that's the system that I don't believe in anymore. So why would I want to support it?
Mm.
And she kind of sat there for a second, and she goes, well, I understand what you're saying and your feelings about that, sir, But I'm sure you would want to support recent college graduates in picking a career, a good career choice. I said, well, I think the education system is regulated and controlled by government restrictions based on studies like these, and I wouldn't want to support that by letting market signals or by letting the free market signals get distorted by government restrictions that don't allow students to see a clear picture of the market for jobs. And she goes, well, okay, sir, I understand how you feel about that. I can't promise you won't be called again, mm-hmm. but I understand, sir. Thank you.
She just had no idea what to do with you.
I don't think so.
Oh, geez, that's awesome, Sam. I can't promise you won't be called by the IRS pretty soon or the feds after they... We're gonna give them a call because you sound like a real odd duck. Well, the funding for the National Science Foundation comes primarily from the government, doesn't it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This survey is done on behalf of the government so that they can... they're the ones paying for the whole thing, and when I pointed that out, she didn't really know where to go. They gave her the talking points, but they didn't really fit with what I was doing.
Look, buddy, I just got to fill this survey out. Would you do me a favor?
She was quite perplexed and just had no idea how to really respond to me.
Wow.
And I'm really curious to see if they're going to have a supervisor call or somebody else that's going to try and figure out just what's going on with this troublemaker over here.
You know, Sam, you remind me of a conversation that I had one time, the great honor of being able to interview Bill Frist, the senator at the time. And oh yes, it was so exciting. He and his wife were promoting some stupid book that she had out, or you know, some dumb thing, and using his name and notoriety to try to make more money that you know, evidently they wanted to try to make honestly, except they can promote it because he's a senator,
right?
And so we started talking about I don't know, AIDS research or something like that, and I said, well, Senator, first of all, I don't see where anybody can quote for me a passage of the Constitution that you swore to uphold that allows you to fund AIDS research or any other type of research. And second of all, how does it show that anyone cares about any malady when the government forcibly takes their money from them and funds it for that particular research, or Alzheimer's research, or cancer research, or spinal cord research, or whatever it is? Nobody actually volunteered this money. And he says,
do you hate the poor black babies in Africa? Is that your problem?
Oh, I know. It's just ridiculous. Now you're reminding me of George Bush's last press conference where he said, people around the world love us. They like us. Yeah, I see, because you're trying to buy their love.
I've been left with.
Oh, man. So Frist, what a knucklehead, man. This guy has the audacity to sit there and try to jump over the hurdle that I've put in front of him by saying, well, if you don't want any scientific research, I'm like, whoa, hold on. Who's saying that no scientific research is going to happen if the government doesn't take my neighbor's money? And
how many scientists work for the government?
What are you talking about?
Don't want the money.
So I guess all human advancement came from
government. Yeah.
I mean, what a dummy. Just absolutely stupid. Does he think that people listening are actually going to swallow that?
Some people believe that.
I think he does.
Garth, they have the media in their pocket just spitting these facts right back out without even thinking about them. So, of course, they can sell just about anything that they want to the sheeple out there.
Well, yeah, I hope you gave her something to think about there, Sam, with your phone conversation. Who knows what she went away, who knows what she said to the next lady in the cubicle over to her after that. Jerk.
No kidding.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231.
She said, I think that was just that guy Sam from the Obscured Truth Network.
It's got to be mind-bending for somebody that has just never encountered a viewpoint like that to have somebody just lay it out there. I'm against government. I don't agree with government anymore. I don't believe in government anymore. I mean, what? I mean, the response just has to be stunned, silence to some extent, as they're trying to process what it is that they've heard. You know, she might have even thought he was a terrorist. I mean, if you're not in favor of government, then maybe you want to violently get rid of it.
You're for us or against us.
Well, you know, I was at a recent event. It was actually the marijuana protest that happened a couple weeks ago here in Keene, and there were so many people there. Probably about 40 different people had come out to this from all across New Hampshire to watch Andrew Carroll possess marijuana publicly. And one of the people there was a guy named White, and he'd moved here just that very same day, or like the day before, just brand new arrival in New Hampshire, and had met him before at one of the recent Liberty forums. And he brought this brochure with him that he picked up on his travels to New Hampshire, and he gave this to me because he was done with it, and he thought maybe we could use it on the air, and I said, yeah, we could use this. It's actually a trifold from New York State. And apparently, as he was driving through New York State, fairly big state, odds are you're going to have to stop and get some fuel or go to the bathroom or something. And he was at one of those, I guess, you know, info kiosks in one of the kind of stop stations alongside the highway there. And that's where he got this. And it says, Safeguard New York. And on the front, there's the seal of New York State, which actually the seal of the New York State Homeland Security Office. If you see something, say something. Report suspicious activity, and then the phone number that you can call to snitch out people. But what do you need to report? Well, that's what this brochure is all about. And the first thing it opens up with here is terrorist groups and what they've been known to do. And I thought it might be interesting to go through this this brochure, at least part of it, and let's break it down. Let's see what is it that the New York State Office of Homeland Security would like you to keep an eye out for. Be a watchful citizen, be a good citizen, and snitch. Pick up the phone, call on your neighbors if you think they're doing something suspicious. Well, what suspicious things are we supposed to be looking for? How can we help prevent terrorism? What are the seven signs of terrorism? I mean, this is an information-packed brochure. And we're going to dig into it coming up here now.
Seven signs, Ian. Would that be grumpy, sneezy? I don't know. Sorry, man. Maybe I'm off base there.
If it says here there's an ongoing concern that those individuals who intend to impair our way of life through disrupting our economy or by inflicting physical or psychological suffering continue to plot against us.
You mean the Federal Reserve?
Anyone can become a victim of their activity. This concern exists not just for international terrorists, but for those that are homegrown as well. And this is just the beginning here. We'll get into the list of things terrorist groups have been known to do, and maybe even the seven signs of terrorism. We'll see what you think about this at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour three is coming up. Plus, we still have to talk about the government bank that Obama's team has proposed. That's an interesting idea. Well, wait a minute. Maybe not. Hour three coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Every